Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Hey everybody, before we start the show, I just want to tell you once again about pristineauction.com. Daily auctions ending every single night. Hundreds of items perfect for the man cave. Everything is JSA certified. They use the best authenticators. It's definitely affordable. It's 100% free to register and bid, and you only pay when you win. Go to pristineauction.com and let them know that you heard about it from Sleeperwire. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
I'm ready for Rosie.
Hey, sleepers, and welcome to the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show, where we do a quick debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, on Twitter at CMOR Sleeper Wire. And with me is Mike Dirty Jobs Darling, and you can find him on Twitter at DrKane21. Mike, what's up, man?
Not much. How are we doing this evening, Chris?
Doing awesome. I am excited that week three was so interesting, and I'm excited to talk about these two players.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys, they definitely stuck out, and they're definitely going to be highly targeted on waivers this week, I think.
Absolutely. Oh, and once again, welcome back to the Great Debate.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back, man. I missed it. I was like, oh, man, I must have just crushed him, and he just didn't invite me anymore.
Yeah, so that's probably what it was. Do you remember what two players we debated?
I don't. We actually did two in a row.
We did. I'll have to go back and look at it up and see who's right.
That's a good point.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and get to it. So what we're going to be doing here, if you haven't listened before, we're having an actual debate style argument between two players. We're going to have 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we'll wrap it up with our final thoughts. And we are doing waiver wire debates during the season. And right now we got two wide receivers who might have a good opportunity in front of them. Paul Richardson versus Devin Funchess. I've got Paul Richardson. Mike has Devin Funchess. And Mike, you ready to get into this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I am going to start with Paul Richardson. Paul Richardson has quietly been having a decent season so far this year. The Seattle Seahawks speedster is well on his pace to have a career year, and he already has almost 40% of the catches and yards that he had all of last season in only three games. He's crazy fast, running a 4.4 flat at the combine, and he's shown a remarkable ability to make some absolutely spectacular catches. He's on pace for 43 catches and 576 yards, and that's right around the Kenny Stills, Terrence Williams, Robbie Anderson range from 2016. Granted, those aren't super sexy names, and they're certainly not superstars, but they were guys that you could plug in during bye weeks as a potential flex option and feel confident that they're not going to completely crap the bed for you. Through three games, Richardson already has four red zone targets, which is actually four more than Julio Jones has. He's caught a touchdown in the last two games, and two touchdowns is already a career high for him. He's worked his way to the number two wide receiver on the Seahawks, and Russell Wilson, who historically starts pretty slow, has found his stride. And Doug Baldwin, you know, the team's wide receiver one, is dealing with a groin injury now. So he's probably going to be okay, but he's having an MRI on it. And this just gives Paul Richardson a chance to step up if Doug Baldwin has to miss any time. He started to see more targets, seeing seven targets this last week. An opportunity is what you want in a wide receiver. And Russell Wilson is looking more and more comfortable throwing it to Richardson. 19 targets through three weeks is pretty good for a guy who is currently only owned in 11% of leagues. Look, I know we're not talking about studs here. This is a waiver wire debate. No superstar running backs got hurt this week, so we have no clear RB1 to pick up like we did last year when Danny Woodhead went down and Melvin Gordon stepped up into the running back one role over there in What was in San Diego? All right, Mike, let's go ahead and get into your rebuttal.
Okay, so you made some pretty good points about Paul Richardson, but I just don't really buy into it. He's had 8 catches on 19 targets for 108 yards. That's 13 yards per reception. The only bright spot about him is that he has had 2 touchdowns. So he's become fantasy relevant because he's getting those red zone targets. But how long does that keep up with people like Jimmy Graham and Doug Baldwin out there? Yeah, Doug Baldwin kind of got twisted up a little bit. We're waiting to see what happens there. And he will take an uptick if that happens. But he's been there for 4 years, and you'd think by now he'd be able to actually do something with that team. He's still the wide receiver 3 behind Lockett. He's not often the fixture used on that team. He's not used the same way that they drafted him. They drafted him in the second round. They wanted this guy to be their speedster. They wanted this guy to be this guy that can catch these balls, and he can do that. It's just, it doesn't seem like Russell Wilson ever really targets him that often. And so he's got an injury history. He missed a whole entire year almost due to an ACL. I mean, it's just, he's bad news to me, and I just don't see the fantasy production just all of a sudden coming out of nowhere with or without Doug Bolt.
Well, all right, that's Paul Richardson. Let's go ahead and move over to Devin Funchess. Mike, let's go ahead and start.
Okay, so now you got Devin Funchess. You got a guy with a huge opportunity over there in Carolina right now, especially if Kelvin Benjamin's out for the rest of the season, or even if he's set to miss a little bit of time. You've got him out. You've got Olsen out. Who else is there to throw to besides McCaffrey in Carolina? You're going to need your receiver. You're going to need this guy's big size. He's got that red zone target strength. So you're going to see an uptick in red zone targets. And speaking of uptick in targets, we've seen just an increase from 2 to 7. We're already up to 19 targets. He's had 10 catches on those. He's turned it into 146 yards. Reason we're still talking about this guy and why he's not on your waiver wire anymore, because he hasn't scored you any touchdowns yet. But just do the math. This guy averages 14.5 yards per catch. He's getting 19 targets. He's going to catch about half of those. Just a matter of time before he breaks one. It's just a matter of time before he turns one of those into a score. This guy will be absolutely fantasy viable. He's got zero competition over there in the wide receiver realm. He's got Shepard, who's fast. He's got a lot of good looks going for him right now. But this guy's been consistent. He's been a Panther. He's been with Cam Newton for a good long time now. And speaking of Cam Newton, I know everybody's worried about this guy. I know it doesn't look like he's going to have a bounce back. But do you really think that Cam Newton, do you think the coaches are going to have that man on the field if they don't expect him to have a full-on capability to get that offense back up and running? Now, granted, there's talk about Anderson, but if he comes in there, who is he going to throw to? He's going to have nobody to throw to that he's familiar with either besides Funchess. So another good win for this guy.
All right, good thoughts there. I'm going to go ahead and jump into my rebuttal here. And to start, I'm going to do my best Chris Collinsworth impression. Devin Funchess, now here's a guy who had a ton of hype coming into the NFL out of Michigan in 2015, and he's just been a disappointment. 54 catches through his first 2 seasons for a guy who was supposed to be the same size, speed, and talent as Kelvin Benjamin, who was amazing in 2014. We've been waiting for Funchess to play to his potential for a few seasons now, and it just hasn't happened. I'll see that Ted Ginn was there, and so was Greg Olsen. In fact, Olsen being out with the, you know, broken bones is one of the reasons that Funchess is part of this great debate. The opportunity is there. However, will he take advantage of it? He had a fantastic opportunity this week, home against the Saints defense, Panthers down the whole game, Newton needing to throw the ball. But guess what? Newton played Captain Dump-Off and threw it to Christian McCaffrey, who had 9 catches for 101 yards. Devin Funchess is much slower as well. He only ran a 4.7. And he has, you know, because of that, he's got issues creating separation. And when you can't create separation, you're not open as often, you don't perform as well because you don't get as many targets. You can have all the size in the world, but if you're not fast and you can't get open, you won't get the ball. One red zone target through 3 weeks, that just isn't enough for me to spend a waiver wire pick on. All right, well, that is going to wrap it up for the for and against portion of this. Before we go to our final thoughts, I've got one more thing to mention. Giving another shout out to another sponsor of the Great Debate, Fantasy Champs. Special offer from them for 10% off an order at fantasychamps.com. The absolute best hardware for your fantasy football league, including championship trophies, championship belts, championship rings, and loser trophies for that guy who comes in last and you need to humiliate him. Go to fantasychamps.com and use the promo code SLEEPERS for 10% off your order. All right, so now moving back into our final thoughts, we're going to go back to Paul Richardson here, and I was almost finished. Before I start with my original final thoughts, I just want to say I disagree with Richardson being the wide receiver 3. I think he's definitely the wide receiver 2. So, and Paul Richardson, like I said, he's a guy who's on pace for a career-best season in a passing offense with a good quarterback, a great quarterback, I should say. I just love the guy's situation. I'd be spending that waiver wire pick on Paul Richardson if you were in need of a wide receiver.
You know, we do these debates, and it's sometimes we got to pick that guy that we just don't really like very much. And that's where I kind of stand with Devin Funchess. He's let me down in the past as far as the fantasy production goes, but I really did kind of get myself on board with his opportunity that he has here. I really think he can get the ball. I think he can actually catch it, and I think he can do things with it. And I think that's going to be Cam's only guy. And I really do feel like Cam has the ability to resurge.
All right, guys. Well, there you got our thoughts for and against and our final thoughts for Paul Richardson and Devin Funchess. And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. Couple things before we go. I want to encourage you guys to go to sleeperwire.com, check out our weekly rankings, submit a question to the Sleeperwire crew. You can find us on Twitter at sleeperwireshow. And then on the Sleeperbot app, Mike is on there at Dr. Kane. I'm on there at Professor Chris. The Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris. And on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Good night.